Today's readings put me in an awkward place. I, who am not married, am obliged by the readings to preach on marriage to you who are married or considering marriage. But God gives us spirit without measure. So let's see what I can manage. Let me give you the punchline first. Quote, marriage is not about right and wrong. It's about love, deference, and forbearance. End quote. I know you know what these words mean, but let me define the latter two terms. Deference is humble submission and respect. Forbearance is patient self-control, restraint, and tolerance. So, one more time. Quote, marriage is not about right or wrong. It's about love, deference, and forbearance. End quote. Love, deference, and forbearance for each other, both partners equally in the marriage. This statement comes from a deacon with whom I worked in the Ann Arbor parish I left to come here. He's 84 years old, an ex-cop from South Philly, in other words, Italian, complete with accent, a man of boisterous personality, great love, and great faith. He and his wife have been married for 54 years. They have 9 adult children. 2 are adopted, 1 has died, 1 is gay, 1 lives in San Francisco and has magenta hair, and not many go to church. So there's very little in the way of family life that this deacon and his wife have not seen. This statement came to him in prayer one day, and he has found it helpful to talk to young couples preparing for marriage, not to mention sustaining his own marriage and family over all these years. I will leave to you who are married or considering marriage to decide what you think of this statement. It may well be about marriage. It is certainly about the search for deep friendship. The foundation of deep friendship is the desire for relationship and mutuality, plus a fundamental interior peacefulness that comes from self-acceptance, plus an ongoing resolution of past distress and hurt, and plus a modicum of the strength, courage, wisdom, and hopefulness needed to receive the joys and engage the challenges of the present day. What can seem overwhelming, though, is the thought that we have to build this foundation all by ourselves from a present-day reality in which we do not feel peaceful or feel too little of the resolution of past distress and hurt, and in which we may not feel the strength, courage, wisdom, and hopefulness to engage our present. Our ability to move from our present-day place to this more peaceful, secure, and hopeful place, one in which I can show love, deference, and forbearance, is made possible by the good news of the human Jesus of Nazareth, now the risen Christ in glory. Jesus offers us relief from hurt and anxiety, and in its place offers us peacefulness, strength, courage, wisdom, and hopefulness. What he calls in the Gospel of John, fuller and more abundant life and complete joy. Unfortunately, the documents from the hierarchy, such as the apostolic exhortation Familiaris Consortio of John Paul II, 1981, though long enough and wise enough to engage the topic in some depth, nonetheless, reveal the shortcomings of these official documents. These shortcomings need to be part of a dialogue between us and bishops, archbishops, and cardinals, a dialogue we can hope for but is not guaranteed as a result of the listening sessions we have held in this parish. I see at least two limitations in these official teachings. First, the teachings make no use of psychological vocabulary to describe the complexity of each human person, the complexity of human friendship, and the tremendous complexity of romantic love and commitment, especially in marriage. Theological categories alone cannot convey this complexity. Second, without the insights into the human person that psychology can provide, the texts cannot provide guidance on such topics as coping with controlling, overbearing, or damaged personalities, including narcissists, addicts of various kinds, or those with sexual dysfunctions. Documents such as the Canon Law and the Catechism of the Church have related problems, but those must await another homily. Let's go back to the punchline. Marriage is not about right and wrong. It's about love, deference, and forbearance. So let's broaden it. Marriage, family life, and friendship are not about right and wrong. They're about love, deference, and forbearance. Or to broaden it further, marriage and friendship are not about who and what is right and who and what are wrong. Marriage and friendship are about loving, that is, speaking the truth and listening with love, per St. Paul, in a spirit of deference and forbearance. We can nurture and sustain friendship if we speak the truth about ourselves as a matter of personal authenticity, always trying our best to find the words that can be most easily heard and received by the person we're talking to. And then we need to listen and receive their truth and perceptions with love, deference, and forbearance. It should be obvious that we may not agree with what we hear in response, nor may the listener agree with us or even understand us. But at least we have begun the process of Christian conversation, trying to arrive at a mutual understanding, though possibly needing to agree, to disagree, and part in peace. For you who are married, this parting in peace may mean negotiating a way to incorporate this difference into your relationship. To carry on such a conversation, the capaciousness of my own heart has to keep growing as a holding tank of my love, deference, and forbearance. I can desire a larger heart with which to listen and speak, but only God can fill my heart with enough love, enough deference, and enough forbearance, while also draining away my angers, frustrations, and resentments. I need this help as I try to figure out how I can love you while still being me, how I can love chronically difficult people, and how I can forgive a serial abuser or sinner, and when to decide that I must move on. Jesus asks us not to sever our relationships with one another. But there are people whose personalities and behaviors are so toxic and abusive that we must create an emotional and even a physical distance between them and us, lest their destructiveness damage us. We can remain loyal to them as children of God, but I do not believe that Jesus asks us to let ourselves be devoured. Love your neighbor and love yourself. I have cast these reflections in terms of friendship. I invite you who are married or considering marriage to see whether these reflections might apply to marriage as you experience it. So Some years ago, I went to the home of a married couple with whom I was friends. For a reason I forget, I had to change my clothes before we went out. The wife put me in their bedroom, and in changing my clothes, I noticed that the bed, though queen-sized, seemed very small to me, especially if I had just had an argument with a person who shared the bed. So I asked my friend about this. She said that for her and her husband, the bed was a symbol of their marriage. And though they might and did go to bed angry sometimes, they also went to bed promising one another to resolve the matter the next day, lest their marriage suffer. So what does the Catholic tradition, spirituality, and practice have to offer us to develop what I called earlier the three components of the foundation of friendship and marriage? First, our interior peacefulness comes from self-acceptance, conferred by God and accepted by us as human beings, created in God's own image, each with unique spiritual gifts, abilities, opportunities, and vocation. Read Psalm 139. Second, we can resolve past distress and hurt and grow into interior peacefulness by responding to Jesus' question to the blind man Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" What do you want Jesus to do for you? Approach him through personal prayer, group prayer, spiritual conversation with faithful companions, an Ignatian retreat such as the one coming up in Advent, or a good spiritual director. There are times when a good therapist is a necessary addition to a good spiritual director. I speak from experience. Third, increasing our strength, courage, wisdom, and hopefulness to receive the joys and engage the challenges of the present day come from taking the above actions. So let us be who we are today, with all of our strengths and our weaknesses, but above all with our best desires for deeper friendship with family and friends. Let's trust that the Lord of Peace and the Holy Family will bless our endeavors now and in all the days to come.